Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's so powerful. Cold water. You know, water is life, full stop. But the benefits, it's the best anti-inflammatory. It's the best for endorphins.
Hello guys, it's Jimmy Doherty here. Now I'm just walking up one of the tracks in the farm just to check some of the troughs because we've had a hard frost and we got a few leaks, which is a bit of a pain. Oh, it's lovely and sunny, but it is chilly. Oh, hell, who's come to see me? It's one of our middle whites. It's our young middle white boar. Hello, friend, how are you? Oh. Now, if you haven't never seen a middle white before, they're a lovely pig. They're a very rare pig. White pig, pricked ears, and a really turned up snout. Some people have the audacity to say that they're not very pretty. Sorry, my friend. As soon as I said that, he's walked off. So, but you do look a bit like Yoda, I've got to say. Sorry about that. But you are incredibly handsome in my eyes, so don't worry. Let's just check your trough. How are we getting on? There's a bit of ice in that trough. Let me just give it a kick. Just break the ice up. You can hear the old ball cock going. You coming for a drink? Now smash the ice, you can have a little drink. There we are. Gotta say, cold enough coming out, breaking the ice, having a drink. But my guest this week doesn't suffer from the effects of the cold weather or cold water. She doesn't really like to be described as a wild swimmer. Angela, she is known as the wild woman of the Wye, and she's a true person of Mother Nature. She, you know, she is intertwined with the River Wye. And it's really fascinating, our chat that we had, because we talk about all things connected with the environment. You know, wild swimming, cold water swimming, the pros, the cons, understanding the importance of rivers and what we can do to combat its pollution. Inspiration, so much so that I've actually thought about going out there and getting my speedos on and jumping out of cold water. But at the moment, it's quite chilly. I can't even bear to take my gloves off. But listen, I hope you enjoy the chat. She's an incredible woman. Enjoy. I bet, Angela, I bet you wish you were in the river now, don't you?
Do you know what, Jimmy? I'm never out of the river. Thank you for your patience.
No, not a problem. It's usually me that has all the problems. Quite nice. It means I can make myself a cup of tea.
Oh, well, I've never had the internet, and I think. And I refuse to go down that route.
I rely on my children for all the internet stuff. They know what they're doing. They do it very, very quickly. It's second nature. I just have no idea. Scariest thing is I watched one of my kids when she was quite young. I gave her a book and she tried to expand the page with her fingers like it was an iPad. And I was like, no, just turn the page. It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because like 35, 40 years ago, I was known as quite mad.
You were known as what?
I was known as quite mad and eccentric. 35, 40 years ago, and now I'm fashionable.
Everything's cyclic, isn't it? And the thing is that you become, there's a very fine line becoming sort of, you know, fashionable, fairly average, then a bit mad, bonkers, way out there, completely loony, and then you're fashionable again.
Yeah. It's really cool because, You know, when did basics ever go out of fashion? This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, completely. And so, Angela, tell me, right, because you've got this name, the Wild Woman of Wye. What is all that?
Well, you probably got a little glimpse of me earlier. The hair's pretty mad. But I am very much somebody who just... I live all my time is on the riverbank or in the river. Me and my little rescue dog yesterday, we've just done Source to Sea again. And it's just, the river's part of me and I sleep on the banks. I sleep out at least once.
Wow.
I've always done it, even when my children were small. You know, my mum used to come over on a Wednesday night and allow me to go and sleep out.
But I want to talk to you about that because I find that a bit fascinating. But you are a true woman of nature. You're known for your wild swimming, which is super fashionable now. Mm. So when did the wild swimming start for you?
I've always, as a child, you know, the name is just put out there recently, isn't it? But it's something that I've always done. I used to run off and go and sleep in the woods, and I always used to be in and out the river. And, you know, I've always, I don't know anything different. And when I was in school, I went to a few schools, I used to just daydream out the window, and I could never understand why, and this is the simplicity of my brain, I could never understand why I got 11 years. I didn't know what I'd done wrong, because the outdoors, it just, every single day of my life, it excites me. And I never stress, or I never overanalyze, and I never get lost, because I never know where I'm going. I just love that about life.
It's interesting, isn't it? That you obviously have a real affinity with the natural world, but it calls to you. I love the idea that school, you saw it as a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the wild swimming aspect, it's been given a name now. But for those who don't know about wild swimming, what is wild swimming?
Well, to me, it's different to what it is to a lot of other people. So for decades, you know, I'm in every day, and some days 4 or 5 hours. I spend a lot of time below the surface. So I watch nature, and because the Wye is my river, you know, I cover 86 miles of the river, but I've just been up to the Source and things. But I know what the aquatic life is there. You know, I know the wildlife. You get to know where the otters are, and I monitor the salmon and the eels. Just being part of that water. So it's not about miles. It's not about speed. I love shooting rapids. I love night swimming. I've got a bat detector, so I know what bats are coming around.
So basically, it's swimming in any body of water that is in the natural environment, which is totally different from swimming in a swimming pool. What you've just said, you're in the river for, what, 5 hours?
I mean, I can go even longer in a day doing that because I don't consider it swimming, so... What my pleasure is, I might wade into the water. Like I say, I might just glide down to the next section. I might stop and watch the different wildlife. I get to know just everything, you know, the kingfishers, the geese. I spend most of my time along the riverbed. That's why, you know, you get in tune with the taste, the texture. And because I specialise in the Wye, and that's been my river for decades, you get to feel and you become so in tune with what's going on around you.
It's like walking into a woodland. If you just sit quietly for 10, 15 minutes, you start to read the bird song and understand what's going on. You hear the alarm calls of the blackbird, and you know, all of a sudden you might see a deer because you immerse yourself in that environment. But for 5 hours in the river, are you half otter or something? We used to be a mermaid.
Well, you know, it's, you don't ever consider how long you're in there because it's part of what you do. Watches and times, they go out the window because it's true pleasure. Yeah. And you might catch something at the side of your eye and you think, oh, I'll go over there. And then you might dive into sections and you think, oh, look under the lovely water crowfoot, and you look for the larvae. And when the salmon are coming up to spawn, you know, I know the pools to go into, and I monitor, you know, and log the size of the salmon. And it's just beautiful.
It's incredible that, because I'm just thinking that the immersiveness of it and what it means to, I suppose, the elements of meditation. You talked about time doesn't matter, and people spend a fortune going off to retreats to meditate and self-heal and all the rest of it. But really, it's being amongst nature does all that for you. Is that what you get out of it?
Yeah. Everything goes out. You know, the Wye is hugely unpredictable. And it's one of the fastest rising rivers in the country, you know, and it's 30 centimetres an hour. It can go into flood and then it can drop right down. And we have really huge diverse sections of rapids, of slow sections. We have eddies, undercurrents, all these different things. So it's a river with its own personality. And what you do, instead of trying to fight that personality, you just drop into it. You respect it. You find this, I don't know, I just feel so peaceful in everything that I do.
There's definitely something about being close to water that relaxes you, because, you know, most of our body's made of water, but there's definitely something that you connect with. Being near a stream, mm-hmm. a lake or the sea or whatever it is,
yeah.
it's wonderful and it's reflective, the sun sparking off it, all those things. And what you're describing to me just sounds so idyllic, but there's got to be dangers to it, because, you know, everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to rush into the river. What sort of dangers have you come across? Have you ever got sick as well? Because, I mean, if you're in the water all the time, you worry about sort of Viles disease and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, huge. There's huge dangers. I write articles, and as you know, I'm dyslexic, so I write them pen and paper. I wrote a book where the proceeds go to search and rescue, which are the people that drag people out of the river,
yeah.
because nothing in life is monetary to me. So I wrote about the why, and I did all the sections in the book to tell people how to swim it safely and to respect nature and the environment, because open water swimming has increased by 325%. In 1 year. It's
Good
the fastest
Lord.
Growing sport there is. But people are not taking it seriously. It's all about the selfies. We have the safety of the river, so the river is a very dangerous place. You know, we've had so many fatalities in the Wye, and last year in the UK, in 1 week, we had 17 drownings.
And it just demonstrates, really, Angela, that how protected we are in society. Because I often think, you know, if you're in a woodland or if you're swimming in the sea or whatever it is, in the natural world, there are dangers. And sometimes it's good to expose yourself to those dangers if you know the pitfalls, because you're not wrapped in cotton wool in real life, are you?
No. And I just feel that so many people are coming into nature, which is wonderful, but really respect and protect a paramount before anything else. And that respect and protect is for the environment that you're in, for safety, but also to protect it as well. And those two are not going hand in hand. And the amount of people find it fascinating to post, you know, to say, oh, I was dragged out of the river today, or I got hypothermia. You know, there's a special way of getting into the water. There's a special way of controlling your breathing and acclimatization, and then reading the river, you know, the signs of the river, to read it, to swim it correctly and keep yourself safe. You know, they don't just come overnight.
I suppose it's a skill that you have to learn. Now, you have clients that you take out. And so what do you tell them? What would be the benefits of getting into that river? I mean, you've got physical, and then you've got the mental health benefits.
Over the years, I've had quite a few papers wrote on me, on bone density, on menopause, on all different things, hormones, which has been really wonderful. But it's so powerful. Cold water, you know, water is life, full stop. But the benefits, it's the best anti-inflammatory. It's the best for endorphins. Anyone who's ever seen me in my life will always see a smile on my face. So the endorphins are huge, what you gain. It strengthens the body. You don't have to hammer with your head down and front crawl, because you've got the resistance of the water. It's strengthening the whole body up. Also, it's with the immune system. I haven't had, touch wood, I haven't had a cold or the flu or anything for about 30 odd years. So my immune system is really, really strong.
There was one study that said that it increases your happy hormones, and showed that if you immerse yourself in cold water, it can boost the dopamine levels by 530%, which is incredible.
And endorphins, honestly, it's the best for mental health. I mean, it's the best thing ever. But we have to understand that cold water is dangerous. And also, I teach people how to work with their oxygen levels and their heart rate. So what that does if we put our heart under stress. So cold water shock is one of the big number one of drowning and risks to water. So to jump into water will give you a sudden shock, which can bring on a heart attack and stop the heart working. But people don't realise that. So it's all about relaxing and gently getting in, because we want open water swimming to complement health. But if you do it in the wrong way, where you're jumping in and you're not taking your time, and then when you come out, if you don't get changed quickly and warm up quickly, you know, you put your clothes on and everything, because most people will be so high as a kite when they get out of cold water. They're like, oh, yeah, that was marvellous, that they don't get their kit off quickly. So then hypothermia sets in. So I teach people how to work with their body temperature. So before they go in, I do their body temperature. And when they come out, I do their body temperature again. And I ask them, what do they feel like? On a 1 to 10, how do they feel? And 10 being the hottest. And if they say 8, and really their body temperature is showing me 5, I know that their endorphins, are their feel-good factor, is taking over what their body is telling you.
Right.
So it's all about being in tune with what your body is telling you, because it has to complement our health.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because that element of your body almost going into survival mode, and you're reading it as it's amazing, but you've got to read those signs, because it can, you know, quickly go the wrong way.
And every time you go in there, and you might think, well, I've gone in, I'll time it, I'll go in for 5 minutes, I'll go in for 10 minutes. Well, really, why are you doing that? If you get in tune with your body, like when I swim out in Iceland and things like that, you get so in tune with what your body is telling you that you know the time when to come out. Whereas people are just putting it on their watches, right, I'll go for this time. And then with cold showers as well, I'll go for the... It really is gently, gently, and get your body acclimatised to it, but listen to your body as well. You know, I hugely recommend a head thermometer, you know, and I always use an oxygen saturate finger machine as well. So before you go into the water, I always know what people's oxygen saturates are and pulse, because I know what type of session to give them. And then when they come out, I watch how their body has reacted to the session. And I teach them how to read and be in tune with that. That's what's lacking from wild swimming.
Rather than the macho hype of it, of I'm in freezing cold water, look at me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The other thing I want to talk to you about is that you've been doing this since you were a child, and our natural environment has been degraded in various different ways. You must have seen the change in our rivers, particularly the Wye. Oh,
honestly, it pains me to the core. We have a mother, but we have one Mother Nature, And the decline that I've seen in the why, because I mean, every day you do, you taste its sweetness, you taste the pollutants. And the last 5 years, there was a beautiful water crowfoot aquatic plant that used to blanket huge amounts of sections of the Wye. And that is a highly protected aquatic plant. Well, in the last 5 years, I noticed a change come in. And then also below the surface, the stones and things started getting brown and slimy. I noticed the amount of poultry farms that were popping up along the sides of the Wye, and then the stench of the chicken manure coming into the Wye, and also the amount of sewerage that was increasing. And in the last 5 years, it's got absolutely diabolical. And the last 2 years, that protected water crowfoot plant that is a staple diet of swans and geese, and where the larvae and the fish are below, that is completely gone from the Wye. And when I started writing my book 3 years ago, I wrote about that water crowfoot and said to people, be careful when you swim this section because you get entangled. And now it's all gone. Our rivers are being used as open sewers.
And also, when you think of like the farm runoff, the pollution that comes from that, you've got roadways, you've got storm drains probably draining into that. And then you've even got the water authorities themselves that often get prosecuted for dumping sewage into our rivers.
Well, that's why, you know, if I taste it in a section or see it, I will go back and I will monitor that section, and I've got a testing kit and things, but I'll monitor that, I'll video it. The hours and hours of video footage I've got, you know, we've got the water companies and they are pumping raw sewerage into the river. They're CSOs. They've had 30 years to invest in the Victorian system, but they haven't. And then we've got at least 20 million chickens along the Wye, and the Wye is the nation's favourite river. It's highly protected. Ecologically, they reckon 70% ecologically it's dead. I don't see the salmon anymore. I don't see the beautiful eels coming up. The swans, last year I seen at least 8 dead swans. I didn't see one cygnet born on the whole of the 155 miles of the Wye, because of their food has gone.
Wow, that's incredible.
And it's just diabolical. It's really bad, poor farming. But the agencies that are out there to protect aren't protecting either.
Well, it just shows an imbalance, doesn't it? You've got large water companies making big profits, and then you've got organisations that are meant to defend that don't have the resources to do so. And I mean, the Wildlife Trust says that the rise in pollution levels, that 10% of freshwater and wetland species are at risk of extinction, which is, you think, 10% disappear. And I suppose when you look at an ecosystem, you lose one or two species, and then you start losing a few more. It's like a game of kaplunk. You're pulling those straws out, and all of a sudden, all those marbles drop through. You get the whole ecosystem will collapse.
Yeah. And even if we put a halt to everything tomorrow, it would take 10 to 15 years to restore the beauty to that river. And we're not. I'm constantly emailing videos and writing articles. I've been doing it for years. And I got to the stage where no one was listening. And because my spelling is very poor as well, and I'm only one girl out there trying to bring attention, it was really getting washed under the carpet. And I thought, how do I feel, Ange? How do you feel about what you're witnessing? And I thought, I feel bereavement. And I thought, right, well, no one's listening to you. No one out there that is supposed to be protecting is protecting. So I thought, right, bereavement, coffin. I'm going to get a coffin. So I got hold of a coffin.
What?
And I borrowed a paddleboard to put it on. And a friend of mine painted it with the river and everything. And I started towing the coffin down the Wye, because I thought, right, people don't always read, they don't always take notice of what's going on, but if it's visual, that will bring awareness to what's going on. And it did bring a lot of awareness.
Yeah, and I think even now, you know, more people, because of the climate crisis we're in, people are more aware of what we're doing to the environment. And now sort of the whole wild swimming has become more and more popular. How can people help protect the rivers? What can we do to make a change?
First of all, you can think, right, we have an invitation into nature, and this natural resource, which is our rivers, our seas or whatever, let's be guardians. So when we go into the water, obviously we think about our health, but the health of that water complements our health. So when you're in there, if you see pollution pumping in, or you might see some dead fish or whatever, please video it. You know, if you can, video it. Ping it over to the agencies. You know, get on to your MPs and tell them this is not acceptable. The water companies, the farming say, oh, this has been going on for years. It hasn't to this extent. You know, people say, oh, you're not going to make a difference, Ange. Listen, you do as much as you can. So awareness is critical. Look out for what's in the water. Please report. It's so important. And when you report it to the agencies, you need to report it within 24 hours as well. There's helplines out there, the man 24 hours for Environment Agency and Natural Resource. But please get on to your MPs as well. When we go into the water, cross-contamination, make sure that you have rinsed your kit out. I wrote a few articles on it where people are swimming in one water source and then coming into another with their wetsuits and clothing. And then we're getting major plagues that are hitting the rivers as well. I'm working with Cardiff University now to bring a product out that will clean wetsuits that won't harm aquatic life, because there's nothing out there that won't... There's no cleaners. People think of cleaning their wetsuit, but they don't think of what that cleaner will do to aquatic life as well. And also with the water plagues that we've got, one of them is the killer shrimp that's in the sea that's been brought over by Europe. And the little eggs of that can live in a damp wetsuit or damp shoes for 14 days. So then if you don't dry and clean your wetsuit or your shoes or your toe float properly, you're bringing that into another water source. But yeah, please sign those petitions out there. We cannot allow, we are on tipping edge. And I know that the whole planet is like that. But if we all do our own, as much as we can, our own thing and bring awareness, and don't worry about causing ripples. You know, I've been doing this for years. I take so much abuse. I'm a lady who lives on her own. I take so much abuse from emails from people who are saying, stop bringing attention to this. It's going to ruin, and then taking on the big companies. You will, I do get that backlash, but nature is bigger than everything and it deserves that respect. And if tomorrow people say, oh, you're a wild swimmer, I'm not a wild swimmer. Firstly and most foremostly, I'm all about the environment and I feel blessed every day to be in it.
Yeah, it's so important. And the thing is about what you're saying is to record stuff, that we have got a very powerful tool in our back pocket, and it's the same one that everyone likes to take selfies with in their bobble hats. And that's, you've got a camera on there and you can post it on social media. And today, journalists, politicians, they're all on there, all the large companies on there, and you tag them in with your videos, and it has a big effect. And it's something we can all do. Just don't walk by, make something of it. Before we finish up, this has been so interesting, Angela, and you're a real inspiration. But so if people want to find out more, how do we find out more about you and what you do?
Well, my name's Angela Jones, as you know, and my website is Angela Jones Swim Wild. You can check me out on there, and I've got a Facebook page and Instagram, which is Swim Wild Y. Everything that I do, like I said, is all about enjoyment and embracing nature and protecting it. I take swim adventures, I take kayaking trips. I've just been awarded the environmentally friendly woman of the year or stuff like that, which I don't know where that comes from. But the beauty is my youngest I've taken into the water is 3 months and my maturest is 96. And like I said, life is all about sharing and caring, utmostly, and it's inclusive to everybody. And that's what I bring out. You might never have been in water before. You might have been in water for years and you want to learn something different. You might want to be with your family or your friends, but mostly you want to know about the wildlife and the environment that you're going to go into, and that's what I bring into it.
We can all find you on your Instagram feed and we'll check you out, and hopefully one day we can bob down the river together.
Please do. I'd love to see you.
Listen, you take care. Thank you so much, Angela.
Pleasure.
How incredible is Angela? What a fascinating woman. And, you know, the rhythm of the river really flows through her veins, I think. And she's a bit of an inspiration, because when you sit back and go, oh, I don't think I could do this, I don't think I could do that, and, you know, you've got to get on and do it. Spending sort of 5 hours in the river, sleeping on the river banks. But we all need to do our bit to highlight issues of pollution. You know, raw sewage getting pumped into our rivers. They are the lifeblood of the countryside. They're so important to wildlife. And like she says, if you see anything, any pollution, any dead fish in your rivers, your local rivers, get your phone out, take a picture. Get on Instagram, get on Twitter, local MP, onto the council, water authority, you name it. We've got that technology in our pocket. Let's use it. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a comment, like, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify. Really helps newcomers find us. And I'll see you all again on Jimmy's Farm.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.